Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Nick Rossman's here. He's a new friend. Maybe he'll become an old friend. We hope he will. He's our global threat intelligence lead, the guy in charge of the IBM Security X-Force. Nick, tell us about X-Force. Tell us again about X-Force and what you guys are up to.
Jim, X-Force, we're on the front lines every day helping companies get back online after cyber attacks. We're tracking the bad guys, ripping apart the tools that they use to come after us so we can help companies get prepared. And today we're talking about the X-Force Threat Intelligence Index. That's our annual report.
Where can folks find that?
IBM.biz/ThreatIndex2021.
.biz/ThreatIndex2021. All right, so folks, check that out.
That's it.
And I appreciate you making that available, Nick. So everybody knows about, I say everybody, a lot of people know about the SolarWinds assault on the government. Some people are hearing, many people are increasingly hearing about the Microsoft Exchange breach. We've had lots of other breaches. I've been calling it for about a decade. I've been calling it I started calling it World War III. Cybersecurity is cyber breaches is equivalent to an invasion, and it's just getting worse and worse. I remember. I remember the number was ridiculously low 15 years ago when I started working with IBM on the scale of cyber criminals. You know, 15 years ago, now it's off the charts. I mean, it's a major industry, isn't it?
Absolutely, and we see
what's the new number? Do you know the new number?
Whether it's ransomware or nation states, they're driving the scale. Too, right? You talk about two big incidents, SolarWinds, this exchange vulnerabilities that occurred. These got access to lots and lots of companies, you know, not just one or two. This is potentially thousands. So this is where the operators are going now.
Well, what do we do about that? Give us some ideas on how we can not be a victim, and mainly as small business owners wanting to do the business with bigger companies, mainly to not only not be the gateway to let the bad guys into our bigger customers, but to also be able to demonstrate to our customers that we are safe. That's part of the RFP specification, right? What can you do to show us that you're going to be safe?
Absolutely. I think there's going to be a lot more companies asking those questions in RFPs. What are you doing in investing in cybersecurity? I think, though, there's a couple of steps, Jim, that we can take. Right off the bat, history repeats itself. So we talked earlier about COVID-19, attackers using the pandemic. They're going to continue to do that, right? Yeah. Vaccines are rolling out now around the world, in the States. They're going to try to use those type of spear phishing emails to get into your network. I think, too, we talked spoofed brands earlier, right? Like Adidas that was spoofed. Now, you've really got to closely examine those URLs. And if you're a small business, there's a great tool that's free that IBM has. Free. It's called Quad9. We do it in conjunction with a couple of other nonprofits, and it provides DNS protection. So these type of spoof domains, this will help you avoid those sites. And you can go on, look for Quad9 on Google or 9.9.9.9. It'll help you get that right.
Is this a security? A capability that is compatible with our installed systems like Bitdefender and Malwarebytes and things like that?
Absolutely, and it's completely free, right? So you can just go onto your network and configure your domain names system to route through Quad 9, and basically we'll say, hey, is this site you're going to good or bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's that same spoofed emails that we were talking about
right.
earlier. Quad 9, it gives us...
So if you accidentally click on one, if you these guys are good, folks. Don't feel like you're you know. So if you accidentally click on one, Quad 9 will help you not to go forward with it. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Hey, Nick, it's been great having you on the show. Will you come back?
I'll be back anytime you want me, Jim.
I need that website again. How we can find the Intelligence Index. Give it to us again quickly.
IDM.biz/threatindex2021.
All right, so check it out, folks. No, and go get that Quad 9, folks, that he told us about. That'll help you. We'll get Nick Rossman back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour, and I'll be back. Before I leave, I want to remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.